I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Rescue efforts in northern Pakistan were called off this week for 11 people who were swept away by flash floods in July. The victims were among 18 missing after floodwaters overran roads. Record-breaking monsoon floods killed more than 300 people and left thousands homeless. FMI's Nehemiah says urbanization, poor drainage, and unregulated construction make parts of Pakistan especially prone to flooding. Add in heavier than usual rainfall, and it's a recipe for disaster.
When there's no water, there are restaurants open in the rivers. And when flash flood happens, people just swept away with the water.
FMI works with local church planters and pastors who are caring for flood survivors, ask God to give these believers strength, wisdom, and protection as they meet needs in Jesus' name. And Sudan's crisis is deepening by the day. More than 640,000 children under five are now at risk of cholera. A gospel worker we'll call John says hospitals in Khartoum have been bombed or shut down due to fighting.
In the middle of that, how do you get help to them? Delivering aid is incredibly dangerous. Any movement of aid is looted and confiscated.
But by God's grace, help is on the way.
In the next couple of weeks, there are four teams going to four refugee areas with medications for children to address cholera. Cholera is easily dealt with if you have what you need.
Doctors, nurses, and evangelists are on the move, bringing medicine, compassion, and the gospel. Ask God to protect them from armed bandits and to help them reach the sick in time. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.